Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, see you later is such a phenomenal home run call and so distinct and simple at the same time. It's what it's supposed to be. When I ask you to think of a Nationals home run of consequence, a moment that you had in the booth that you love, that we should go back and pull and listen to, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I know that's large.
Yeah, for a home run call, it might be that Kurt Suzuki three-run homer against Edwin Diaz against the Mets in September of 19.
Kurt Suzuki, see you later! The Nats have won it! 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth!
Given the fact that we were in a pennant race, and I'm sure Pat Hughes would tell you the same thing, you know, Jason Benetti would say the same thing, you know, all the guys who do play-by-play, and the situation often is what makes the call or the event, you know, what it is. So, you know, for one home run call, that would probably be it for me. And you may not believe this, Matt. I've never called a postseason game on TV in my life because we, you know, us local TV guys, we get shut out once the playoffs come and we're not on TV. I did get to do 4 NLCS games on radio for the Cardinals in 1996 against the Braves. Jack wasn't feeling well, and they put me on with Mike Shannon for games 4, 5, 6, and 7. We won game 4, and unfortunately, we lost the next 3 to lose a chance to go to the World Series against the Yankees. So that was a bitter disappointment for me. Mm. But, you know, so a pennant race and those big moments. I know that Brian Jordan hit a home run in game 4 of that series, and I got to call that helped beat the Braves. That was probably my biggest moment ever on radio. Mm. And, you know, and then other things when I think about the Nationals. Jordan Zimmerman throwing a no-hitter on the last day of the season, the last batted ball of the season in, I think it was 2014. Christian Yelich hits a line drive to left center. Steven Souza Jr., who is one of a whole bunch of AAA and, you know, Major League bench guys that were in the game at that time, because it was the last game of the season and it meant nothing in the standings. But Jordan Zimmerman had a no-hitter going. He and Wilson Ramos, the catcher, were the only two guys on the field at the end of the game who were on the field at the start of the game. Everybody else was like AAA call-ups or some of our backup players. My current broadcast partner, Kevin Franzen, was on the field for that final out. Anyway, Steven Souza Jr. goes into the gap in left center and dives and makes an unbelievable catch on the very last split second of the entire season.
Christian Yelich is 0 for 3 today. And a ball driven to left center. Souza He's got it! He's got it! It's a no-hitter for Jordan Zimmermann!
Wow. The Nats were going to the playoffs, but they were resting their guys. They didn't know there was going to be a no-hitter that day. And he makes that catch, and that's a no-hitter. Then Max Scherzer comes along. He throws two no-hitters and a 20-strikeout game in his time with the Nationals, and, you know, win some Cy Youngs and other moments. But, you know, those are the ones that stick out. And whenever it's the anniversary of one of those games and our crew rolls in that highlight of Souza diving for that ball, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't love listening to that, you know, you know, because I do. And, yes. You know, and I think I put a pretty good call on it, and it was exciting. And then in the spirit of good television, I laid out for quite a while. You know, Vin Scully talked about that after he called the Kirk Gibson home run against Dennis Eckersley in the World Series that year. Vinny called it. He put a great call on it. And then he shut up, let the director and the producer and the crowd and the players do their thing. And that's what I did then. I probably shut up for the better part of a minute. And I just sat there and calmly totaled out my scorebook, because I didn't want to say anything that would take away from that moment. And to me, that's an important part of doing play-by-play. Nothing irritates me more than a play-by-play guy or an analyst who will take a moment like that when the crowd's going crazy, the players are jumping up and down, the producer is doing his or her thing, the director the same thing, the crew is showing you that moment. Those are moments, Matt, that don't always need words. Now, if you're on radio, yeah, you need the words, maybe with a shorter layout and some crowd noise. But when you're on TV as an announcer, you cannot ruin those moments by, are you kidding me? Or, you know, oh, I can't believe, you know, nobody wants to hear that at that time. They want to experience the moment as if they're in the ballpark. And that's my job as a play-by-play guy. And I think in those moments, we were able to do that.
That's great stuff. That's great stuff. All right. You've been very generous with your time. I just want to ask you a couple of quickies here. I have a bunch of different questions that I've asked most of my guests. Is there a specific item that you always like to have in the booth? Can be a good luck charm or a talisman or just anything that absolutely has to be there for you, sir.
You know, I use a straight edge quite a bit. If you can tell, you know, because I X out players and, so my good luck charm is a credential from the previous year that has my wife's picture on it.
Oh,
because, you know, we get a credential,
yep.
You know, we get a family credential so that my wife and the kids can come up to the booth when they're in town and all that. So, in fact, I'm looking at it right now on my desk here. It's a family pass. It says Debbie Carpenter on it, and it's got her picture on it. And that's my good luck charm that I use during the game.
Use that as a ruler, as a straight edge.
Yeah. And, you know, and before that, you know, I'd hold on to hotel keys and use those. And when, you know, when they would get jagged, then I would, you know, I'd get rid of those and get a new one. But yeah, that's kind of my good luck charm. And, you know, it's interesting. I think you were going to ask me about the see you later home run call.
Yes.
And we got, naturally, because it's what I do, I took us down a rabbit hole there about some of the other stuff. But when I was with the Texas Rangers in the late 80s, we had a bunch of home run hitters. Bobby Valentine managed that team. Pete O'Brien, first base. Larry Parrish, third base. Ruben Sierra, young switch hitter. Pete Incaviglia, the kid from Oklahoma State who never played one day in the minor leagues. Odubi McDowell in center field, who played in the outfield at Arizona State with Barry Bonds and Mike Devereaux. We had a bunch of home run hitters on that team. So when they would hit a home run, I just kind of go, see you later, you know. And that kind of became my home run call. Many years later, when I was in St. Louis, here comes Mark McGwire. And the ones that he hit were in the air for so long and went so far. That's when I started taking that home run call and started going, see you. You know, later, literally waiting for the ball to come down.
McGwire with 30 homers, 76 runs batted in. High fastball! See you later! Grand slam!
And that's when I started really drawing out the home run call. People seemed to respond to that And that's how that happened. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing the way that that happened. Yeah, McGuire's would go high and far and take a while, and it pushed you along. That's awesome.